And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is stay in your own lane. We see at this moment in time on Earth, there is much energetic frenzy. This is about people. Every human being open to others' energy, thought forms, upset, disappointment, celebration. It does not matter. There is a great sense of taking on, we will say, others' opinions, thought forms, emotions, and making them one's own. Dear hearts, stay sovereign within your own being, within your own understanding and peace and comfort and knowingness and alignment and relationship with the God that created you. That creative source that designed and brought forth this earth realm. When you stay in your own lane, it is a sense of quiet and peace and knowingness of the truth that is within you, the truth that God is speaking to you, and that your spirit is speaking to you, not anyone else, not the media, not your neighbors, not your family and friends. There is such a swelling up of chaotic energy, and it is mostly, we see, fear based. Even those who are, let's say, celebrating right now. In the United States, the election results, there is an underpinning of fear. I hope that things turn around for me and for my family. I hope that this individual will make things better. That alone is an illusion that someone else, even in a position of a high authority, an individual, any human beings, have the power to create peace and prosperity and consciousness and evolution within your own being. God is the ultimate authority over planet Earth, period. So as you remember this and keep coming back to this and staying in your own lane of consciousness, you will enjoy greater peace and kindness and comfort and compassion. Not only are you to hold steady and stay in your lane about accepting others' opinions, thought forms, energies, but it is our recommendation for you also stay in your own lane and do not try to impress your own thought forms, energy, thinking on others. It goes both ways. We are talking about your sovereignty here, which is precious. And as you hold sovereignty, and sustain it in place, your life will be what it is intended to be, with all of the gifts and the blessings that are designed for you and will come to you. As you are outside of your sovereignty, or we will say the protection of your sovereignty begins to diminish, then so does your alignment with the God that created you and all of life on earth. So it is for you to observe your actions, thoughts, words, deeds, in this moment especially, when there is so much whirlwinding going on of energy, highs and lows, for you to stay in your lane. So this week we ask you to experiment with this and to observe yourself closely. And any time that you even feel energy coming up or down, check it out. Is this your own truth, or is it someone else's or collective thought? If it is someone else's in collective thought, simply dismiss it. Have your awareness and dismiss it. Come back home to the center of your being and stay in your lane. As you do this, it will bless you and it will bless all those you know and the world itself. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.